This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. The students, the faculty, and the staff of the University of Akron are getting to know their new president. Gary Miller became the school's 18th president on October 1st. He previously served as chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, where he'd been in that position since 2014. His background in academia includes a doctorate in biological sciences and a master's and a bachelor's degree in biology from the College of William and Mary. We are pleased to get a chance to talk with Miller at his university office. Gary, it's nice to meet you.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You bring with you a track record in university administration, and as the new president of UA, you're going to need it, it would seem. The school has struggled in recent years. A revolving door, it seems, of top leadership, significant ongoing deficits, cuts to both academic and athletic programs, flagging enrollment, to name just a few. Where do you start?
Most of these problems are ones I've seen before, and a lot of them are problems in American higher education in general. I think the way to start is to recognize this is a fabulous university with an extraordinary faculty, enormous community support, and a long history of being a recognized urban research university in America. So I think we have a great platform to work through these challenges.
You've come to a school which has had more than its share of disruption, four presidents in 5 years. How do you answer the concerns of those who say, well, how long is this one going to stick around?
Well, I wanted to come here. I wasn't in the market looking for a position. This is my third presidency. I knew about the University of Akron when I was a provost at Wichita State University. It was a very prominent university in the urban research university movement in America. I worked with the university at that time. And so when I looked at the set of challenges facing the university and my experience and asked whether those two fit, it looked like they did. So we let ourselves go forward, and here we are. So I want to be here.
There have been a number of different and conflicting ideas about fixes for the university over the past 5 years. It seems like one of the things that's been missing over that time has been a sense of stability. Is that an accurate assessment and something that you're working to address?
I think what's missing is a rational, well-developed plan to move forward. And we're spending a lot of time in conversations with faculty and staff and the board about what the shape of that plan is. And we will have it ready early in the summer. We're working pretty hard on it. And then I think we just need to recognize and reaffirm to ourselves how great a place this is.
That plan, does that draw on some of the ideas that have been put out there over the past 5 years?
It draws on a lot of ideas. It does not draw on any of the big initiatives that you saw early. Certainly, we're not going to rebrand the institution. We're not going to undertake any major reorganizations. We have the assets here to work through our current challenges. We need to strategize about which ones we invest in the short term and in the long term. We have to be more sensitive to our urban roots, I think, in the way we partner and the way we interact with students. And I think we've got to do a lot of things better. But this is a great university, and so we don't have to start over.
Enrollment's been slipping at UA over the past several years. It's an issue that's affecting many universities. In your mind, what's going to turn the tide at the University of Akron when it comes to enrollment?
I think everybody has to get involved in enrollment. It's a team sport. I think when students appreciate the access to the kind of academic programs we have here and how important they are to what's happening in the world, that they will come. I think we have great student support services here. We need to make sure they're targeted appropriately. All of us in American higher education are working on affordability issues, so we'll be working on those as well. We are looking really carefully at partnerships with the local technical college, with the local school districts, to make sure we structure higher education, post-secondary higher education opportunities for every student in the region that is capable of accepting those. Now, enrollment will never be in higher education to as as vigorous as it was 10, 15 years ago. I think we all know that. But we do want as many students as we can get because we believe the Akron experience is worth it. And we want to make sure that we provide opportunities for students that may not have opportunities elsewhere.